We're gonna start it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, ready to roll. The Parshas Kisavo that we're laying this Shabbos, I guess, is most known for the Tochacha, the long list of punishments that the Torah says will befall the Jewish people should we fail to observe the mitzvah of the Torah. Very sharp and harsh and bitter list of kolos, which people have demonstrated, unfortunately, have come true through Jewish history. Not only that, but it says in the Pasuk, Gam kol cholu kol makar shelo kosuv, the Sefer HaKadosh. Even things that weren't written here came true also. But what I want to focus on this evening is something else interesting. It's also a little before that, before the Tochacha, is a description of events that are going to take place once the Jewish people go into Eretz Yisrael as part of this Krisus Bris, which takes place here beginning in Arvos Moav, the plains of Moav, on the other side of the Jordan River, the non-Eretz Yisrael side, and eventually going to Eretz Yisrael. So it says, in the Dvarim Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, Aitzav Moshe, so Amo Yamo Lemor, Yibayz, Eli Yamdu Lavarcha, Sama Har Grisim, Bo Abraham, Say Yardin, Shimon Velevi, Yehudu Vissachu, Yosef, Vinyamin, and Yud Gimel, Eli Yamdu Ala Kola, Bahar Eva, Ruven, God, Ve'osha, Zun, Don, Ben Aftali. Simple reading, six tribes are going to go on to a mountain called Har Grisim. That's to deliver a bracha, and other six tribes to deliver a curse. We'll see what it means. Not that they're going to curse anybody, but they're going to say certain things. It's putting the six tribes in six tribes. I mentioned in past years the very unusual division. You look in the Pesukim, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin. It doesn't match. It doesn't match the order of the birth. It doesn't match the different mothers. It doesn't match how they were encamped around the Mishkan and the Almoid. What's the six and six? How in the world is this divided up? There are a lot of different theories as to how that came to those six. So years ago, somebody did a thing on a computer. We figured out, he did all the permutation, 12 tribes. We know from Parshas Pinchas, which is the census right before they went into Eretz Yisrael, how many members of each tribe. So he did all the, math, I think it's six factorial times two or something, two groups of six each. How do you do that? Some calculation. I'm not a math person, but you can figure out all the different permutations. And he entered on the computer, and of all the permutations, this is the closest to a 50-50 split. Because Baruch Hu knew that without the computer, right? Yeah. Just this is a close. Interesting suggestion. Anyway, what does it mean, Levarach Hasam? So Rashi here says in Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, so it's two. The problem also because Levi is mentioned as one of the Shvatim, so how are they in both places? Okay. In the valley, in between the two mountains. They first faced Har Grizim. And they said a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Fesel Masecha. 11 things listed in the parsha. Actually, the parsha doesn't list the bracha side of it, only the other side of it, but for other reasons. But they would say a bracha, and everyone answered, Elo Elo Onin Amen. Everyone answered, Amen. Then, Chazu Hafu Prem Kata Ha'eva, the Fasim Kola, the Omen Ora Yishashi Yasa Peso, V'chein Kulam Ad Or Shal Yakin. Those are 11 that are listed in the Chumash. So they face this mountain. And they said, Baruch, blessed are the people who do this or don't do that, and cursed are the people who do this and don't do that, as listed here in the Chumash. This is already alluded to back in Parshas Re'eh, that I printed in Source 3, Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chav Tes. So this is just sort of a continuation of what was already presented in Parshas Re'eh, and Rashi there. In Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chav Tes, and Asatos HaBrocha, not the Brocha, but Ketargumo Yas Mivarchaya, Es HaMivarchim, right? Not the bracha wasn't given to this mountain, the people, right? Har Grizim, Klape Har Grizim, facing Har Grizim, Hovchim, Panayim, Apostle with Bracha, Baruch Ish, etc. And Kola Arurim, Sheva Parsha, our Parsha only lists the 11 statements of Arur. So Rashi tells us here, Kola Arurim, Sheva Parsha, Amutchila Beloshin Baruch. That's the Chazal, that's the Tarshu Bapet. In other words, all the 11 things, Aror is this, and curses is this, and curses is that one, curses is the other one, they first said, Baruch is this, Baruch is that, Baruch is the other one, okay? And then that was towards Har Grizim, and the Kol is towards Har Evo. So says Rashi. And the last of the group, back in our segment, Kisavo, Source 5, Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Chav Vav, is Aror Ish, a general, Asher Lo Yokim, Es Diva HaTorah Zos, Lasos, Osam, Vamar, Kolam, Amen. And Rashi says there, Shalom Yochim and Pasuk Chavav of Erek of Zayin, Kan Kolas Kolatar Kula, the Kiblua Aleim Be'Ola Uvishrua. This was accepted as an oath, as a binding, as a form of covenant. The details of this are presented in the Mishnah Gemara and Sota. The Mishnah says on Lamed Beis of Aleph and Sota, Surah 7. Basically, this is where Rashi got it from, right? Shisha Shvatim, Milva Mishnah, Shisha Shvatim, Olarosh HaGrizim, Shisha Shvatim, Olarosh HaEvo, Rakonim, Vilim Aron, Omlamatim. And it's exactly as Rashi said, Rakonim, Akifin, Asaron. The Kohanim will be around the Aron, the Halavim around the Kohanim, the Choyisom, the Kohanim, the Kohanim, the Dress, the Choyisom on the two sides. Shenemar, the Choyisom is Kena, Vishotra, Vishotra, Omvi, Mizer, Omizer, Aron. That's the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, which is where the fulfillment of this, right? Here's the mitzvahs here, but this wasn't fulfilled till they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they were at Har Grizim and Har Evo. In other words, this didn't happen here. Anyway, and Hafu Pneim Klap Har Grizim Pasul Ben Bracha, Baruch Yish, etc. Ve'elu Ve'elu Anil Amen. And again, the other way to Har Evo and Ad Shigom and Bracha Zuklos. That's the mission. So to Lamed Beis. And all of our printed the Rashi's there, right? They stood, the Kohanim and the Aaron stood Lamata Be'emsa Bein Shnei Ha'arim, between the two mountains in the valley. And the people were Mikan Allah Harim, and they faced each one the Har Grizim Har Evo. They faced. Okay, and Rashi fills in, let's say, Eila Ve'eila, the last Rashi in 8, on, again, Sotolam and Bezim and Alam. Lo Shahil HaShvatim of Rochim HaKalim, to the Shvatim who ascended the two respective mountains, they weren't the ones pronouncing the Brocha. Ela Alaviyim Ma'omdim Mishneh Harim, Hochim Pneim Lahar Grizim Brocha Lahar Eva Lukalam. Okay, very nice. They answered on me. That's right. That was the whole ceremony. Now, this ceremony would seem to have been a one-time event in the history of the Jewish people, an important event, but a one-time event. And that's what I want to begin with tonight, an unusual presentation by the Sefer Halachos Gedolos. It's first line, Sefer Halachos Gedolos, written by, actually it's questionable exactly who wrote it. The author is known as the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag. Okay, so the Bahag, in part of his Sefer, he lists all the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, lists all the Taryag mitzvahs. He groups them by different categories. One of the categories is, as we have in Source 9, Eilu Parshios Chuku Mishpatim HaMesurim Letzibur. These are mitzvahs which are upon the community, not upon individuals. And there's a whole list of different mitzvahs which were given to the Jewish people as a nation, communal mitzvahs as opposed to individual mitzvahs. One of them is, number Samach Dalet, 64 on the list, is Parshios Brochos Uklolos. The recitation, this whole ceremony, this whole episode of the Brochos and the Klolos. So in other words, the Bahag, Sefer Halachos Gedolos seems to count this whole thing of going on Har Grizim and Har Evo and pronouncing these brachos as among the Taryag mitzvahs. And that's the Rambam's objection. The Rambam says, how can it be? What do you mean? Okay, Rambam says the following. We'll go back, we'll look at the famous Pasuk in Parshas HaBrocha, Dor Per Kalamet Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. It says, Torah Tzivah Aramosha Marosha Kilat Yaakov. So the Gemara says, in the end of Makos, in Source 11, Makos Chav Gimel Amid Bays going over to Chavdar Aleph. Dar Shab Simoy, famous Gemara. Right, we know that there are 613 mitzvahs. That's a tradition. Never says anywhere in the Chumash, the 613, right? So it says, Dar Shab Simoy, Sheish Meos, Shosh Shem Mitzvahs, Never Lola Moshe. We have 613 commands we are given to Moshe. Shosh Meos, Shishim Chumash, Lavin, Kaminim, Rosh Hachamah, 365. Losa says, corresponding to the 365 days of the solar year. Rashi fills in 12. Makas Chavimah Beis says Shasam Mitzvot Losa Shemachol Yom Mazir Malav Tzol Labor. You can't. You have to know every day. You can't violate any. They apply every day, right? Okay. When we're signed back to the Gemara, we're signed by our boy Mishmona. Okay, 248. I say positive mitzvot. Can I get a varav shalom corresponding to a person's limbs? Amar of Hamnuna. Where does this come from? What's the mucker for this tradition of 613? Micro Torah Tzivon Moshe. Moshe Torah the Torah. Now Torah. Says the Gemara there, Torah Gematria, Shis Meir V'chad, Torah Havi. Torah Gematria 611. Right, Toph is 400, Vav is 6, that's 406, Reish is 200, that's 606, Pei is 5, 611. So Torah, Tzilvana Moshe Torah 611. Anochi no Yelecha, the first two that says the Dibros, they heard the record of Hashem. So Torah, total 613. It was Torah, Tzilvana Moshe. Moshe related the 611. But the other two that heard the record, that's the Mokor for 613. That's how Rashi says in Source 13, is the top of Chavtal and Alev. She's Meir V'chad, Shav V'chad, the fifth Torah, Tzivon Moshe. Ushtai, V'bi'akvur, grand total, Hari Shish Meir V'chad, Shav. Okay? All right, now we know that they heard the first two Rashi fills it in. So the Rambam says, well, again, that's the Mokor for 613. It's a tradition, part of the oral tradition. Part of the oral tradition.
But wasn't that one of the things that Hashem told them that there are 613?
Okay, it's part, but it was never written anywhere. It's a rebbe. That's the point. We're not arguing the point. We're not saying there aren't 613. There are. I'm just pointing out it wasn't written anywhere in the Chumash. It's part of the oral tradition that was a number. Now, the problem is as follows. The Rambam, as you know, also lists off all the 613 mitzvahs. But first, he gives you 14 sharashim, 14 principles as to how he's going to determine whether something counts as a mitzvah or doesn't count as a mitzvah. I was giving the example, tefillin. The tefillin shogad and tefillin sharosh. On the list, does that count as one mitzvah with two parts? Okay? Or there's two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah puts on the arm, one mitzvah puts on the head. Right? It's a bookkeeping question in terms of getting up to the 613. Right? The kriyashma. Is there one mitzvah to say kriyashma twice a day? Or no, there's one mitzvah to say kriyashma in the daytime, in the morning, another time mitzvah to say kriyashma in the evening. In fact, Arba Minim says on Sukkah is coming up, right? So you have one mitzvah to take a little bit, different mitzvah to take an Esrog, another mitzvah to take Aravos, another mitzvah to take Hadassah, right? So the Rambam gives you his rule. So let's take a look in source 14 at rule number 3, Shorish Gimel. HaShorish HaShlishi, the third rule is, She'ein roi limnos mitzvah, she'ein no hagos ledoros. You don't count among the Tayag something which was not relevant for all time. So I'll give you an example. And he brings the raya, because Da'aki Yomam Tayag mitzvah Moshe Mitzinai, Morah Hozeh Mispo Misefer Mitzvah Hagos Ledoros. That's what it means. That's what Sinai is, so the mitzvah of Ledoros. But for example, and he quotes the whole Gemara, I don't have to read it again. But for example, when Mitzrayim, before he sees Mitzrayim, they were told to take the blood of the Korban Pesach and put it on the doorpost and on the top of the door. That doesn't count as among the Tayag. It was a mitzvah then. It was absolutely a mitzvah then. An important mitzvah, part of Korban Pesach. There's no ongoing mitzvah to take the blood of every year of the Korban Pesach, put on the doorpost. Right? So that doesn't count as among the Tayag mitzvahs because that was a one and out. Okay? That's what he says. And then he says specifically, a little later, and I printed the end of 14, Ubavura Shorish has that Ain Roy Limnos Brachos Ukolos Shenitstabu Behem Begrizim Evil. Therefore, you don't count, he's objecting to this Bahag. You can't count this mitzvah of the Brachos Ukolos that you said, the one shot deal. Okay, it was a one time. It was like, Moshe was told that the people had to leave Har Sinai and start marching. That's not one of the, it was a mitzvah then, I had to do it, but it wasn't one of the Tayag mitzvahs, it was a one time thing. Now you'll think about Karbonos, right? What about Karbonos? No, but Karbonos still applies. We're just not able to do it. But the mitzvah is still in force. We can't fulfill it for technical reasons, but it's still there. Okay, those count. Right, exactly. Now, the Ramban, in his Hasogas, his comments on the Sefer Mitzvah, the Ramban tries to defend always the Bahag, whoever else around him disagrees with this. He says here, Haikar HaShlishi, he says there's nothing to argue. Of course, you only count the mitzvahs that are Ledoros, not with Shah, right? He says, Eino Nelam Klaus, Manina Mitzvah Morso Shah, there are many more, right? All the things in Mitzrayim, and of course, and he says at the end of that first paragraph, there's no way that Bahag is not aware of that. And it's very probable Bahag counts Klaus as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. There is no way he's not aware of this idea that he doesn't count putting the blood on the doorpost. Okay, so, so Ramban tries to figure out why he does count this. So one of the things he says is, he's bothered by it, he says, Anira bidaito zal, shulo ba limnos mitzvah shah, he's not counting all the mitzvahs kos and shabob mitzvahim, or b'mamar harsinai, for example, they weren't allowed to come close to harsinai at the time. So that's not one of the tired mitzvahs, the mitzvah then. But so he says, why they mention this? You know, Ramban, he says, umana parshas brochas uklos, because this event, he says, was a one and out as an event, but its impact and the idea that we still today are bound by that oath that was taken back then, they accepted it, that is the Doros. So the Ramban is suggesting, maybe that's why, it doesn't appear from the Ramban that he agrees with that, but at least he explains it. He's saying the Bahag counts this event. You're right, the event of going up on the mountain and exactly pronouncing these words, that was the one and out, but this is a mitzvah that continues to have repercussions and ramifications.
How can you have a mitzvah that you can't be a mitzvah?
Well, we are mekayim by continuing to uphold the oath, so to speak, by continuing to be part of that tradition and so on. We're still being mekayim in a certain sense. That's mitzvah, that mitzvah. That's what he suggests. Okay? Now, if you take a look at a subsequent Gemara in Sota, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, come over to Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, 16, the Gemara actually derives, anyway, that's the direction of Ramban in defending the Bahag, that the import of this event was, you know, Lodoros. Okay? Right, he says it's wrong. We don't count it in the discussion. But the Ramban is trying to say that Bahag was knowledgeable and he was aware of this idea that you don't just count something that was obviously intended only for one time. The answer is it wasn't intended for one time. It was intended, the particular details were there, but the overall concept of what this means, that they were bound by an oath to uphold the Torah, that continues, that's the bris that continues to impact us to this day. That is Lodori Doris. That's why it counts. Right? Now, there is another direction, which is based on another on a Gemara in Sota, which the printed in Source 16, Lamed Zayin and Aleph come over to Amud Beis, tells the whole story, right? Hafu Panem Klapei Hargriz Impossible Baruch. It's the Gemara on that Mishnah that I read before on Lamed Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Baruch Bechlal, Baruch Befrat, Or Bechlal, Or Befrat. Okay? He says, there's a general, there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah on individual. The punishment on Klal Yisrael, individual. And it has four aspects. Lilmod, Lamed, Lishmor, Velasos. Okay? Now listen, this is going to be advanced mathematics here. He says, there are four things. Lilmod, Lamed, Lishmor, Velasos. Okay? Klal and Prat. So that's Arba, 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 Yishmona. Every mitzvah has four parts. But four times four. Okay? Because it's four parts. Lilmod, Lamed, Lishmor, Velasos. And it's the baruch and the aura on the prat and on the kal. So, you know, you're compounding every mitzvah. Then he says, you think about it, the gemara goes, this is the gemara, right? On a lot of Zion and Beis. Arba, arba, harishmona, shmona, harishesh, right? V'chein v'seinim, v'chein v'arvo smoav. Okay? The bris on the mitzvah is also given at Sinai, the bris of Sinai. And it started here in arvo smoav on the eastern side of the Jordan River, and it was completed later. So he says now, Shanama El Dibra Bris, that's our Sajra. El Dibra Bris, Shetioshim, Moshechsiv, Ushmaitu Dibra Bris, those Nimsa, so it's 3 times 16. Nimsa, Memches Brisos, I'll call Mitzvah Mitzvah. Every Mitzvah is wrapped up with 48 different covenants associated with it. Okay, and that's how Rashi explains, that's a, wait a minute, I guess, 3 times 16, 4 and 4 is 8, so he says, each one, I explained it to you, as the aura and a bar, cloth, part comes up to 16 times 3, okay, and the Sinai, let's see, okay, then the Gemara goes on, okay, so Rashi says, right, so let's take a look at 18. Rashi in total on Zion and Beis. Arba im ushmona brisos l'chol echem yisrael sheisrei tfosos zimni mem chesav. Good. Then the Gemara goes on 1 second. The ein l'chol kol dvar mitzvah shiksu v'torah shal nikus ala arba ushmona brisos. Good. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar akko om rishum Shimon. Ein l'chol mitzvah shiksu v'torah shal nikus ala arba ushmona brisos shal sheish meos elef ushloshes alof mechamesh meos chamishim. Wait a minute. It's 48 brisos, but it's for every single Jew. 603,550. That was the census in Pinchas. Okay? So almost it comes out now that every mitzvah is, each mitzvah is 48, times 613, times 603,550. You can do the math. Like I said, you know, advanced mathematics already. Basically, what is all this from? What do you mean? Why is my mitzvah bound with you? So the Gemara concludes there's really two ways to...
Every
mitzvah has the principle of arvus, of arevus. I'm bound to you, you're bound to him. Every Jew is bound to one another. I have to help you do the mitzvah, you have to help him do the mitzvah. Every mitzvah is in effect. So it's 48 613 mitzvahs and so on. What emerges from the Gemara, you can read the Rashi, I don't want to spend that much time, it's in the math, and Rashi gives you all the details, but really it's clear for us is that everybody becomes an Ari for every other Jew, but not only that, but I become an Ari for everyone for whom you're an Ari, so the numbers keep multiplying. Bottom line, what emerges from all of this is the concept called Arevus, or Arvus, and she didn't say Arvus, technically it's more correct to Arevus, right? That's called Yisrael Arevus Elazar. What does it mean? Each Jew is responsible. I can't, in the Yiddish as an expression, to mach Shabbos for Zich. You know, I take care of myself. That's not correct. Every Jew is bound to every other Jew. And there are many other riots that is, you know, we've spoken about this in past Urim, okay, in different, numerous different times. But every other Jew is bound to every other Jew in terms of the mitzvahs. And this Gemara learns all that from, what's the starting point here? Our psukim of the brachos and kolos. So now, with that in mind, okay, that's where the 48 brises come from. This was a, it all starts from here.
That's not the only
public.
That's not the
it's
only
the third
public,
time.
That explicitly involves.
No, but I'm saying, but the Gemara begins with these psukim. The Gemara Tota begins with these psukim. Our greeting, our eval, the all on the shore. That was the third time. That's the starting. So now,
could the trigger be from over here? So if I'm not my yakim applies, I have to help everybody.
Let's see. Yeah, it's interesting. When Rav Lachman told me, look back in source 5, Asher lo yakim. So what is Asher lo yakim? It's interesting. That's a side point. I once spoke with many of the Ramban learns in here. Asher lo yakim. Call that Hagba.
Yeah.
Lift it up. Really. Yeah, based on Shaman. Rabban quotes Shaman Hagba. But no, the parsha pshat in terms of Yakim, the pole, this means I'm responsible. Yeah, maybe. And I don't see the Gemara quotes, but very good. So based upon that, we find the following fascinating idea. I mentioned before the Bahag counts the Brachot to cause Hargit as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The Rambam rejects it. Rabban offers a defense based on the idea of the ramifications. Rabbi Nostadja Gon, 21, also counts in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. Rav Sadia Gaon also counts. Okay, Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs in a poetic form. Okay, he listed all 602 mitzvahs in a poem that was Aleph to Tav, then Tav to Aleph, and Aleph to Tav goes back and forth. Anyway, the last time, it's up to Zion, that's it, then it's out of mitzvahs. So look at the last line of 21. It says, Lichros bebrochos uklonos brisim arboim ushmona. One of the 613 is to establish the brachos and klolos, which lead to the 48 brisos, as we just discussed. So, as I mentioned, the whole of the Sadiq on Sefer HaMitzvahs, I've said this in the past, is maybe, I don't know, three pages. It's a poem, you know, it's, I forgot how many lines, but it goes through the alphabet a couple of times back and forth. I don't know, 75 lines, I don't know exactly. But it's not that long. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo wrote a commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, on the Rabbi Sadiq on Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he basically wrote an encyclopedia of mitzvahs. So it's three fat volumes. So basically you have one line from Sadia Gaon and then 23 pages from Rabbi Yochanan Perlo. Great Talmud Chacham. So here's one of those cases. So he says, 22, Bear of Sefer Mitzvah Sadia Gaon Perlo, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo. So for him it's number 65, Parsha Nun Zayin. Okay? Lichos Brachos Kos Brisos Abayim Shmona. And he parsed Brachos Kos Shemanur Gama Bahag. Bahag also counts it. The Rambam objected, you know, as we saw. He says, ridiculous, you can't count it because it's a mitzvah, shame, I know how it doesn't know it. Okay? Below never, I lost a Shabbat. You can't, and those are saved the minyan mitzvahs. And he said, the Rabban is limit zchus al bahag. Okay? And he says, the bahag doesn't mean to count that event, but it's a general kind of thing and so on. But he posits, on maybe the fifth line at the end, Ramban was just trying to defend the Bahag. He didn't agree to it himself. And he didn't count it. Okay? Because the Ramban wrote at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has an addenda, okay, where he adds things that he thinks the Ramban left out. This isn't one of them. So whereas he defends the Bahag, he obviously doesn't hold that way himself. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, Rabbi Yochanan Perlo writes, the Rambam and Rabban are right. I mean, it's catchy to say that it counts. But then he says, "I'm the Adavar to end the first paragraph. Adavar Tamul Lachorah Tuva." But I'm the Achar Ian. Shav the Yoresman is Taiti the Ander Rambam. The Idach Kisi is the smaller Rambam. I think the Kash is against them. I think Rabbi Nasadja Gon's right. The Bahag is right. The Kash is against them. Okay, because they all decided you don't count them because only for one time. But he says no, because the concept of arvus, right? We have that with many, many mitzvahs. Ari Amazeh, right? I mean, I heard kiddush already. I come home, make kiddush for you, right? I heard whatever. I blew shofar already in my shul, but there's always someone who couldn't make the shul. The rabbi sends someone to the hospital or to the, you know, to senior citizen who's homebound or someone who's sick or whatever. How do you do the mitzvah of somebody else who did it already? Afu b'shiyas samotzi. Where's that based on arvus? Right? We have it all the time. Right, poor night. They send someone else to got to read the Megillah in the senior home, or for somebody who couldn't make it to shul. Poor afternoon, they'll get somebody who's sick in the morning. So right, and we do it all the time. How can I read the Megillah? You don't say ready. The answer is arvus. So basically, Sadia Gaon says that this is no Eidul Chol Doros. Okay, and the question that's why he counts it, because as we just saw from that Gemara in Sota, says you can prove this story of Hargid and Harabel is the mucker in the Gemara in Sota. For the concept of arvus, the kosher zebazeh is a nice idea. We see sometimes posters about it in the school in the hallway, and it's good, but it's a halachic principle. It's more than that. It's more than a nice idea, yeah.
But halachic principles aren't mitzvahs.
Okay.
No,
which is
proper.
Well, let's see. That's what I want to talk about.
It's an obligation.
Yeah, that's exactly what Chakir want to look at.
It's because you can't blow a shofar if someone else, you know, your mitzvah is lacking.
So that's right. So that. So let's go first. What's an aray? What does it mean closer? And, well, okay, but he counts as a mitzvah for that reason. Well, let's not talk about it. That's exactly what I want to get to. First of all, we should just mention, we discussed in the past, the concept of arvos, okay, or an orev, is rooted in dinei mamonos. An orev is a guarantor, okay? If I go to the bank and I ask them to lend me $10 million, they're not going to lend me $10 million. See, I work in Wahyu. I'm never going to pay it back, right? I'm not complaining, but I'm not going to pay it back. If I go into the bank with to Warren Buffett or somebody, you know, and he co-signs the loan, because they know that if Talbot's defaults, they can go to him. That's what an RF is, a guarantor. Even though the guarantor, he didn't get anything out of it. He didn't borrow the money. At the end, they should come to the guarantor. He said, well, I didn't borrow any money. No, but that's what a guarantor is. It became his obligation. So in a certain sense, if I could, even though I may have done the mitzvah already, but it's my obligation to help you, so I'm still obligated. That's the idea. That's what,
Where does it end? Where does that obligation end? Does the person have to...
You have to run around the whole year. Okay, so right, you'll be busy the whole week long looking for people. That question, maybe if the person comes to you or if it's in the... That's a good question. Not for now, it's a good question. But anyway, that's what Perlo suggests, okay? He says that the brisa, that the ikar of this bris, you look at the last line of that second bar, mavur, the ikar bris elovo l'chayim is chayim kabalem kol echad v'echamem arvus ba'ad kol ishish misrael. That's exactly what the Gemara says. So he says that concept is obligatory. That concept is, he says, the mitzvah. And he said it's a good kasha, and that's why he says that the Sadigon counts it as among the Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay, now, let's look at the next page. And he brings Raya's to this. Okay, when we sbar mizeh, okay, we'll go with his rise in a second. It is an obligation. Whatever you can do. Now, again, he doesn't say how far, right? But he just says, whatever you can do, mischayev midoraisa. La'asos shegam achem yisrael yishmur la'asos komis on mishmur Torah. Ke'orev ha'poreh chovo shel chamero. Like a guarantor pays back the loan, even though he personally didn't borrow anything. Okay? Maybe it is under this. I think that it holds it is, yeah. Okay, it is under this. I think it is. Okay, but anyway, he says, of course it's counted in the dollars. Okay, that's why the Golem mentioned and so on. What will be the answer? So now, the argument is so compelling. So what the Rambam and the Ramban didn't count it. Why not? So now I think we'll have to do upon them because they may hold the following. That's exactly what I want to look at now. They don't deny Arvus, but it sounds somewhere in the Sadyagon. And we're, at least Perlo is explaining what Sadigon, or Sadigon said five words here. But Perlo's explanation is that Arvus is an independent, it exists as an independent obligation. There's a concept called Arvus, and based on this Sukkim that the Gemara and Sotah works out from Arsadu Kisovo. There's a concept called Arvus, okay? And that's a myth in its own right.
It isn't.
According to Sadigon and the Bahag, very likely. However, the Rambam and Ramban would argue, probably what you said, no, there's not a general mitzvah called Arvus within specific mitzvahs. Kiddush, so if I am not to Kiddush ready, you weren't, I could do it for you, but it's not an independent obligation. Right, it works.
Didn't
you
say within every mitzvah is Arvus?
But we're saying, yeah, but again, the question that I entitled this year is Arvus an independent mitzvah? Is it something that exists as an independent entity, or does it exist within each mitzvah? But the Rambam and Ramban would argue, okay, that they don't count it as a mitzvah because there's no, they count Kiddush as a mitzvah, they count all, so within the dinner of Kiddush is a concept of Arvus, but it doesn't count as a separate mitzvah on the list. Whereas the Gaonim, or Sadi Gaon, the way of Pearl was, maybe the Hag, counts it as a separate mitzvah, yeah.
If you were given, if you were given a mitzvah, let's say by Eshel, and somebody buy it as well,
I would say you have to help the other person,
So how can we ever
Yeah, so that goes back to my thoughts. Where does it ever stop? And so I got to go running around to help somebody else. One can make the case. If it's a choice of helping other people, I think I once heard Shechter say something like that. Is it better to give the money to fuck or do other things with it? You know.
But isn't there all that Indian that you give an usher when he loses his money? There's an Indian that
keeping him what he's used to. That's a different thing. Okay, and I want to go through. I want to go through some of the practical, perhaps not committed to this, because maybe machlokes achronim that the Rav Asher Weiss writes about. Others say this also. There is a Gemara Brachas Chofman Beis 23. Gemara Brachas says. Famous Gemara. Do women have to bench or not? Doraisa. First of all, they have to bench Darabana. But do they have to bench Doraisa? Why would they not have to? So the Gemara says, as Rashi says in 24, Noshim Bichas Hamozim Doraisa, the Chiva Chalta Vesavota, why would they just say Azman Gomer? It's not time bound. Okay? So, or is it Darabana? Because the next Rashi says, oh, Darabana, because there are parts of benching which don't apply to women. For example, the Chiva Ala Aretz HaTova Shenotama. Right to the second bracha. Well, the women didn't inherit the land. No, Sokka was just. He doesn't mention. That's what Tosin says. Mentions Torah. Says certain things in benching which don't apply to women. So therefore, maybe you think the women are not obligated in benching. So Gemara right away asks, who cares? The ice is up on them. L'mayna af kamina. So Gemara says back in 23, Lafuke Rabbi de Chavasan. Can a woman be motzi a man? They chavos. Yeah, we're daraisa. So I say daraisa, I'm not picking daraisa. You can only be motzi someone in the midst of you're on the same level as that person in terms of the obligation. But if the woman's only drabbanon, so she can't be motzi someone as this. So what? That's the question in that gemara. So the rush in 25 Tosis brings up other things. You know, Tosis says that Aretz HaTovah is not enough because the Kohanim also didn't inherit land. And okay, whatever, but it mentions Bris, it mentions Torah, fine. What I really want to get to is the famous Rush in 26, the Rush in Brachas Paragimel, Simeon Gimel. The background to that is as follows, you know, talking about benching. In order to be chayav in benching, Doraisa, how much you have to eat? The Achalta? It's about to be full. Let's say I have half a piece of bread. I'm not full by any means. Well, I still have to bench. I had more than I'm more than a kibetzer. Okay, so now, somewhat subjective. But the point is, if can I, who maybe I'm only chayav drabonim to bench, be motzi you or you had a 7-course dinner, so you're quite full. I'm still hungry, but there's no more food. I came too late. All I had left was a half a piece of bread, so I ate it, and that was it. So the question is, and the halacha there is, the Rosh says that yes, I can. Okay, the man who was only chayav drabonim could bench. So the Rosh wonders, how's that different from the woman? Okay, bim tomar my shom hadam lekam perak shosha achul daf memches lehotzi esachem yechvasan ad shochiz ayis dogan ubashir kizayis enu chayav drabonim vafilu hachi motzachem shochul kdei sriya vechadar haTorah. It works by benching one man who only is chayav drabonim can say for others. Bim kain bishonami apol bishen chayav eshon drabonim totzi achem shchavin haTorah. He says yishlomo do odami. The ish afagav socha kum, even though this man hardly had anything, okay, but he's still in the parsha of Kol Yisrael Mizebazeh. But woman, he says, okay, avo ishul, the last line of 26, eina b'chol ha'arvus, l'chach eina motziyah mishachim v'drabanan. The concept of arvus doesn't apply to women. Maybe it's only the men went up to the mountain. Never we learn. The concept of arvus applies only to men. So says the Rosh. Not only so says the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary on the Rifman Brachas, Yud Aleph Mabez in the page of the Rift, you're going over your Bez with Aleph. He's bothered by the same general question. Okay? And he says also, gives the same question. I won't read it 596 in time, but you can see it. Okay? How can a man who had less than a Kadei Sviya, he's not satiated at all, he just had a half a sandwich, but he still has the bench, he can be most known how to full 7-course dinner. Okay? So the end, he also seems to suggest, but Yonah says the women are not a chayav they're not part of Arvus. That's a big Kiddush. But that's what he's prominently shown. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah both. Yeah, that's his quoting. Okay? So the Shittim Rishonim, I mean, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah both quoted. Now listen to this. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Tetzvot Aleph, 28, to come up to Rosh Hashanah, so the Gemara says, right, Tani Avber, the Zerah, Kol HaBrachas Kun Apush Yotza Motzi. All brachas, by all things, Kiddush, whatever else, even though Yotze, you can Motzi somebody else. Chutz B'chas HaLechem B'chas HaYayin, except for brachas on food. The mention of Lechem and Yayin means other things too. Shimlo Yotza Motzi, Yotza Ena Motzi. In other words, if you're eating an apple, And I already started my apple already. I made a eitz. I shouldn't eat an apple. I can't say that eitz for you. I can only say a brach on food for you if what? I'm saying for myself also. Saying for myself too, Shabbos table. I'm saying a motzi for myself so I can motzi one at the table also. Right? The lecha mishnah, whatever. I'm saying it myself. But if I'm not eating now, I can't say a brach for you because it's not a mitzvah. I don't have to eat. Right? That's the idea.
But if you're eating an apple, you can be
motzi
somebody else.
Who's also eating? Yeah. Don't like a Shabbos table. You make a motzi, someone else eats bread.
No, but that's a motzi, but with an apple.
Anything. Candy bar, glass of juice, whatever you want. As long as I'm drinking some, I can say it for you also. You heard something, you drink. I can't do it for you if I'm not eating.
I mean, with Mike, I never say it except
for because there may be a din. It's better to do it yourself, but strictly speaking, it works.
Okay. For you don't have to say the bracha yourself.
Right. You heard it. Okay, there's various rules. Anyway, the ritva there, brachas, says, Rashi said 29. This is all based on the same idea, but by food it's different because you didn't eat. There's no avrus on food, okay? Because I'm not benefiting. Right? If I'm not eating the apple, what do I get out of it? Right? You know, the mitzvah is different, and that's how the ritva also says it. Fine. What's the idea of the ritva? What?
That means you're benefiting when you help someone else.
In a certain sense, that's an extrapolation, yeah. But look what the ritva says in its chiddushim there in brachas.
That's all
the mitzvahs. There's an end, you can't. Right, exactly. But by mitzvahs, Rosh Hashanah Chav Tesma, I look at the ritva, he says, she'af al pi, in the middle of the first line, she'af mitzvahs mutas ha'ko echad ve'echad, ha'ko echad, ha'ko echad, ha'ko echad, ha'ko echad, v'chulam ke'guf echad. They're all like one, like a guarantor, the same thing. And he says the same thing in the Hilchos Brachos, which is why it's called Hilchos Brachos Parakeis of Aleph. Kol HaBrachos Shem Chobal Adam, the Chavero Shu Gadol, Chavero is an adult, Chai V'Oso Brachos Kamo, Motzio Yidei Chavo, so Afo Pisha Kora Hotzi Atmo, V'atam, L'Fisha Kho Yisrael V'Zel Azeh, U'Chavero Chai V'Ari Ki'ilu Hu Atmo Chai, it's like you're Chai. Like everything we said before, right? And the Ran, that's the one you're referring to. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, Chesman off the page of the Rib, says the same thing, right? If I haven't done it, it's like if you haven't done it, I can help you. It's like I haven't done it. The Ritz Geis was earlier Rishon. Okay, he says in his Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Kol Mitzvos Kulam Keshemichuv Adam Behem Kontiyah Shofar Kriyas Halalu Megillah Afu Vish Yotzei Chavasa Chozer Motzei Chavas Acherim. And then he discusses maybe someone who can't do it himself. It's better to do it yourself. What if I can't? Okay. The Meiri says that it's part of the job of the Bezin to make sure. Look at the Meiri in Sanhedrin, Mem Dal Rav. I bring in all these things because the part of the Ruchem Pelo in his explanation of Sadiq, he quotes all these riots. So I printed it out for you. I didn't print it by whatever source that was. With the Ruchem Pelo, what source was that again? Yeah, 22. So I just present these all his riots that it, the concept of arvus, and that's why he says that the Rishadigon counts it. The Miri, he says, "Di dainay yisov v'chachvem an higayim tzrichem." There's the Miri in Sanhedrin Mem Dalav. Tzrichem him with fasrish tomid lachzov v'lachov ma'isem bnei iram. The leaders of the community have to make sure that people in the community are doing their mitzvahs properly, right? To make sure that they're not lazy and they do everything right. That's part of it. And look what he says. When did this concept of arva set in? Our griz and our evil. That's another riot that the Perla brings to defend the position of Sadiqon counting it. I want to throw in one thing also, the Shiltas. Okay, this the Perla doesn't quote, but the Shiltas is also the Gonim, Parshas Yisro, Shiltan and Dal, 35. He says, V'chol chad v'chad miso, v'chay v'arvus v'chavre, u'keman delo ifter dami. It's like you yourself weren't Yotze Mapik Acher. Okay, we established that. Good. So now we go. But that's of Sadigon's riots. But the Rosh had that interesting comment. But Yonah didn't come. The women aren't included. So let's look at this now. Let's look at 36. Same Gemara in Brachas, Chofmud Beis. We talked about benching. Erlendot talks about Kiddush. Amar Adarabba, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are obligated in Kiddush Friday night. Rashi Kiddush means Yachar Zomosav Kancha, right? The Kiddush Friday night. Women are obligated in Midoraisa. Okay, am I? Mitzvah Shazman Gromu, isn't it a time bound mitzvah? The Chom is a Shazman Gromu, Noshim Torah. Am Rabbi, Midor Bonan. By Sonom Chai, Midor Bonan. Pamela the Rav, excuse me, but it says the Hodvar Torah, Kamar. It says the Raisa, so it's the Raisa. What do I mean? Not for now. But oh, Chom is a Shazman Gromu, Midor Bonan. Okay, I don't want to do that question either. Ella, am a Rav, Amar Kro, Zachar, Vishamar, right? Kol, Shi, Yeshim, Shi, Yeshim, Shir, Bahani, Noshi, always the Mishmir, is the Mishir. We all know. Then the first presentation of Sefer Dibur says Zohar, some of the Shabbos of Kacho. Second one says Shomor. So which one did Hashem actually say? He said both, Zohar and Shomor at the same time. Okay, a human being can't do that trick. He can talk fast. He can't talk that fast. He can say two words at once. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Like we say in L'chad Odi, Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad, right? What was the purpose of Hashem doing that? Just to show off? What was he doing that? The answer is because there's two aspects of Shabbos. There's the aseis of Shabbos, the low aseis of Shabbos. Zachar means things like Kiddush. Shamar is things like Issa Malacha. So whoever has to keep one, the women, remember the exemption of women from time-bound mitzvahs, only mitzvahs aseis. It's not say Shazman Grama, but the Lowest that says wants to keep the same as men. So Mamela has to keep Kiddush too. Good. Now that's on a Doraisa level. Mamela, theoretically, a woman can say Kiddush on behalf of her husband 100%. 100% says the Rambam.
Just on Friday.
Yes. Daytime also, but yes. Okay. Hilchas of Zarah, daytime Kiddush, different story. But Parakut Beis, Halacha Gimel, Hilchas of Zarah. Okay, generally speaking, well, I think that's just what he tells you that. Women are potter. But look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simreish Ayin Aleph Siv Bay. This is where the fun starts, 39. Nashim Chayavos Bekiddush Afa Pisha Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma Mishum De Iske Zoch L'Shamor Dehani Nashim Ho'o V'Isna V'Shvir Isna V'Shvir U'motzios Es HaNashim. Okay, can we ask you the Ritabas, you know, said a big Kiddush, women can make Kiddush. I'm saying it's in Shulchan Aruch. Aruchayim Simreish Ayin Aleph Siv Bay. I'm just reading what it says. Umotzios es ha'anashim horo v'chayavos min ha'torah kemozom. Okay? Okay, good. So the woman can say Kiddush. So now this presents an interesting question. Because in most homes, mind you, most homes, most women don't go to shul Friday night. They don't have marriage. Okay? And the women are public married, very likely. But the men, we go to shul Friday night, and we actually say Kiddush in the Shemoneh Esrei.
Maybe it's better for them.
Well, what's that? Oh, right. We say Kiddush in the Shemoneh Esrei. Same words. Baruch Atah Hashem Kadosh Shabbos. Okay? That's what Kiddush. Mm-hmm. Kadosh Shabbos. So 1 second. So the Morgan Avraham writes, on that Simon, Reish Ayin Aleph Arachayim Sukkot Aleph, merely, the Midaraisa, the Kiddush Shomer Tefilo Sagi. The Kiddush, you said, I'm not talking about the Kiddush you make at the end of Davening and Shemoneh to give the grape juice to the kids. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Midoraisa, Mekiddush Matzvah Sagi. The Kroch says Zocher Shama Shabbos. Hare Zocher. Zocher is make mention of Shabbos. I did. I said Baruch Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. Exact same phrase that I say with Kiddush over one. I say in the Shemoneh Esrei. I said it. The Kiddush Rakam Suda. The Rabbanan Tiknu. Now the Rabbanan said you also have to make Kiddush the meal. Fine. Okay. But if a guy doesn't have wine or whatever, doesn't say Kiddush. Doesn't mean that. Say, okay. Al Kocher die the Tefila. Okay. So that's what the Shabbos says also. Okay, and it's in Gimel over there. Zohar, so now it would come out an interesting question. That's exactly what the Shavur spells out why women are chayv. The word should say. So that's exactly what the Dogam Ravava wonders. Okay, but more, yeah, how can the husband say Kiddush for the wife, which we all do, but how the Dogam Ravava was written by the Notabi Yehuda, right? They were Rabbi Cheskel and of Prague. Wrote the famous, the Chuvah's Notabi Yehuda, they wrote the Tzlach, also wrote the Dogam Ravava. So the Dogam Ravava is a comment on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch. So on this Simon, Rei Shayin Aleph, on this Morgan Avraham, he says, well, Omna Ma'ashenim Mistapik, Afilu Be'ish HaMekadish U'motze Ish of Nevoso, Im HaNoshim Lo Ispao Arvis, Va'ish Kar Ispao Arvis, Im Keno Ish Enem Chuvin HaTorah, Va'Noshim Shol Ispao Chaz Men HaTorah. Right? So I'm wondering, Im Yod Simon Shmiyosu Ish, Akam Ma'Zeyotze. I mean, it's a staggering thing, but that's another who asks. The Dogma asks. The Afsha Kala Brachas Afsha Yotza Motzi. Why don't we just say Yotza Motzi, like the Amar Rosh Hashanah? He says that works only with Tom Arus. But the Rosh said Arus is not a part of women. So you're really in a hole. Even you could argue, okay, I'm only Chayav Drabonon right now, come Yotze, but Afsha Pisha Yotza Motzi. That should have been our obvious answer. The husband can make it, because Afsha Pisha Yotza Motzi. Ah, but Afu Shiyotamotsu, we saw in the Rashi, right, and the Ritva, back on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chavchaz, but that's only, where was that? That was in sources, I know, Chavchaz, and Chavchaz Rosh Hashanah, sources 20, and the Ritva, and so 29, and the Rashi in 29, the Ritva in 30, the others, they all say, what is Afu Shiyotamotsu based on? Arus. But the Dogam of Rabbah wonders, that's how he comes from a Rosh, from Sechaz Brochus, and the Ravinion also, Sha'isha and Mechal Arus. Okay, and that's why she can't be most of the guy mentioned.
But that's when in order to the action.
So that's he says, I'm wondering.
Arvus, yeah. They have to be in the parts of Arvus in order to be.
So that's
to be
yes.
One is an obligation, and one, like, you don't have to be most, but Arvus is saying you are obligated.
So what he said, what the Dogma of Rava says a little different. He says, like Rav Achim is saying, my name is Stopping. Maybe when the Rosh says, then women are not in Arvus, they're not in Arvus. one way to be motzi men, like we saw from the benching question. But to be the recipients of arvas, that's different. That may relate to your theory. They're still in the game. They're still in the park. They just can't do it one way, but they've done it the other way. But he reads it tzorichian. I mean, that's an interesting question. And you can avoid the whole problem once you make kiddush yourself. Okay, we don't do that. Now, Kiva Eger, so first of all, I've alluded to it before. Kiva Eger says, well, right, I didn't print that of Kiva Eger, maybe I should have. It's in the same simon. He
what
says,
about,
yeah.
What about the actual
Geffen
or
Chala?
I mean, you fulfill
so,
the obligation completely
during Davening? So, no, so the, but that's only Drabana. You know, the Kiddush Mokum Suda, but that has, but Kiddush Doraisa, you don't say that, only Drabana. But the Kiva Eger says, well, you know, when you come home, make sure to say good Shabbos to your wife. And when she says good Shabbos back to you, she will just yotzei zachar shama Shabbos akacho. So now she's also now we're all on the same level.
That means
huh?
If a guy says good
Shabbos, this is guy should do malacha, not that he wishes good Shabbos. I don't know. Anyway, the other Mekiva Eger he disagrees with the whole dogma of Rava. He said it's not what the Rosh meant. Okay, and we'll come back to what we're talking about. It's all interesting, right? But looking forward to Mekiva Eger there. On that same sim in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's Hagdolos to the Shulchan Aruch, it's on the page, in Reish Ayin Aleph, not Mogen Avraham, he quotes the Domer of Mava. Kiva Eger, yeah.
Meaning Reish Ayin Aleph.
Oh, okay, right. This is Reish Ayin Aleph in Reish Ayin Aleph, yeah. So Kiva Eger says, he quotes his Domer of Mava with the suffering of the women, based on the Rosh, and so he quotes the whole thing. We look on the fourth line, well, in his Daiti, the Ein Chilak Bein Anoshim Anoshim Linyan Arvas. I don't agree with that whole thing, okay? Women are in Arvas too. Okay. The law matzir mishum duchta the benoshim ain adin the miyotza motzi. We don't find miyotza motzi works women too. He refers to Gemara and brachas. I may come to the end by Yanai. Shem and Shetach said a bracha even for the queen. She had they three. He didn't. I don't know. It was a woman also. Okay. Well, we'll get back to this raya. He says Ella anoshim or even gamla anoshim. Okay. You cannot call upon a nisat seiko dargon. So the only problem is very nice to keep it. Eager to say that, but the dogma of Rava didn't make it up. He got it from the Rush. It was a rishon. So Rekiv Eger said what the Rosh meant, Aval Nira, the Kavanos HaRosh, the Arvos HaYarakha Gabe Misha Mechuya B'mitzvazu, Hu Arei Valacherim. What the Rosh meant was not the women in general are not in Arvos. What the Rosh meant that women are not in Arvos by benching, because they're not, according to that view, because they're not Chayav Darais in benching. You could, Arvos only works regarding a mitzvah that you personally are obligated in. Then you can motzi somebody else. What the Rosh meant was not a general statement that women are not included in arvos. That's
the show.
The
guy that only ate, that wasn't satisfied with the of, he wasn't personally
involved. Because the answer is, because he personally, but he personally is involved in that mitzvah. He personally is in that. Now, right now he happens
to. But not in the same way.
Right. No, but in general, the mitzvah of benching, as a mitzvah applies to him, happens to be there, just like a person who already is yotze. Right now, I'm not obligated, but I'm in the game. I'm in the set of those people, and that's what Rekiv Eger says the Rosh meant.
This
okay.
Is what the said that it says it's not independent.
So the Rosh Weiss, others point out, and we had this in other drushes, that the Machlokas in Rekiv Eger, the Dogma Mervova, maybe as follows: the Dogma Mervova learned the Rosh that Arvos is an independent entity. And either you're part of it or you're not part of it. You don't look at each individual mitzvah. And Arevos exists as an independent thing. So therefore, if there are cases where women are not in, then they're not in Arevos. According to Mekiva Eger, no. Arevos is a prat within each mitzvah. So you look at each individual mitzvah, and we say, are women in this mitzvah benching? They're abonim? Okay, then they're not in the Arevos. But not because they're not. Do you follow? What we're suggesting is that this machlokas in the Behuda, Dogma Rava, and Kiva Eger revolves around this chakira. It could be that that's the machlokas in the Sadiagon, you know, maybe the Bahag against the Rav and the Rabban. Is Arvus an independent entity, or is it, you know, a prat within each mitzvah? That could be this exact mitzvah. At the end of this tshuva, this chiddush with Kiva Eger in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Ubetshuvos kasavti raya brulas. He quotes, he refers you to this tshuva. So I printed the tshuva, part of it. Charles Joseph Kiva Eger, Madura Kama Simon Zion. Source 44, he says, or he quotes the Dogma Rav. I don't have to read the whole thing again. He writes it very clearly, but he says that that's not what the Rosh means, and he brings a raya from a Gemara in Megillah. Okay? Let's look at the last paragraph of that, keep making the tshuva. Nearly raya brew is that. The nefarish kavonos harosh kapshuto. the time of the isha ain't a motzi hechash ain't mechuyevitz bedavar after dinin yotzei motzi hanam mishum dein arvus benafshim. Then there's a kasher from a gemara in Maseches Megillah, okay, regarding somebody who is a cheres, a shota, cotton. We have a rule in Megillah Yud Tesamet Aleph. I printed out for you Mishnah hakol sharon likos the Megillah chutz mecheres shota cotton. Right, a person with cheres. Now cheres means a deaf mute. At the time of the Gemara, it was assumed that such people were not able to be educated. I talked about this in the past. It may not apply today because there are means of educating these people and so on. So maybe, but in the days of the Gemara, deaf mute means somebody who's not, who couldn't be educated, doesn't know anything, can't communicate, can't, you know, simply was not able to be educated. A shota also is someone who's not in command of his faculties. Now that, again, today there are ways to key into these people. So I don't know what that by, I mentioned at the time that the Ksav Sofer, when he was brought to the home for the deaf, the deaf mutes in Vienna, who was apparently in Vienna, was a fan of Rashash also. If you went there was a home for the deaf mutes in Vienna, not a hospital, okay? And they showed him what they're doing now. This is the 1800s, okay, or the late 1700s even. He said, "We've got to go get someone for all the Jewish men here. They're not putter anymore. You know, they now been a die." Okay, I don't go to that issue now, but the Gemara has. All right, the Gemara learns out that it's even b'diavad, a cheres shota and a cotton can't. You're not Yotze if they read the Megillah, okay? You can have a cotton, a kid under bar mitzvah, you can have a beautiful voice and a great Baal Kriya, but if he's 12 years old, he can't read the Megillah for you, okay? So, and it's throughout, Tosfos there says the Cheresh means usually Eino Shemeva, Eino Medaber, here it means Eino Medaber, okay? But in any event, he brings a Raya, okay? Here, we're talking about men, okay? You're talking about men. And there was a distinguishing factor here in saying who can't be motzi, the way the Gemara works out. It's nothing to do with our let's understand this. A cheresot, they have kedushas Yisrael. They're Jews. Okay, they have kedushas Yisrael, but they're excluded from participating in the mitzvah because but not because they're not in arvos. This particular mitzvah, they can't do it. Maybe other things that a cheresot could do theoretically, right? And it was that. And again, Rabbi Kiveger says that it's kedushin to Megillah. Okay, on New Testament base, it's soon 48. Okay, Val Kain Yon is I did any kavanos harosh lechalik bein anoshim lenoshim ella kavanos the chilikesh bein yotza motzi leena mechuyav. That's the chilik. The chilik is not between someone who is women, men and women. No, the chilik is, are you in this mitzvah? The arvus rak b'mishem ischayev gam kein b'mitzvah zu. Arvus is only someone who in principle is in the set of people that are obligated to that mitzvah. Mishum hochi. Avshu kvar yotze la'atzma motze la'cherim. Av a mitzvah she'ein bar chiyuva klal, but if it's a mitzvah, he's not a bar chiyuva. Right, Hain Lefi Atzad, the Noshim Enam Chos Berchas Hamozen. Again, this is the Kiv Egis Kedushim New Testament based in Megillah. Then Enam Arim Ami Tzad Berchas Hamozen. Avoloshe Esh Chilek Ben Ish LeIsha. Well, Lefi Zeh Be Mitzvah the Noshim Chayalos. You have a mitzvah. Women are in that set, like Kiddush. I'm Hain Mechal Iris. The Shach with dinner. The Yotzam Hamozen. That's our husband. Can we walk and come home tomorrow night and make Kiddush our wives? Not a problem. Okay, again to Dogam Revava, and he refers to. Yeah, okay, so again, it's really a mission Rosh Hashanah. Also, he refers to it, the mission Rosh Hashanah, Chav Tesner Oliver, again, Cheresh of a cotton, can't put a shofar. Even if you can have a Cheresh or a Shota, who can be a magnificent shofar blower, can beautiful sounds, but if he's not Chayv in a mitzvah, he can't be Motzi.
Well, you did it for yourself first, you could do it second time.
Yes, because you're in the set of people that are obligated in that mitzvah.
You don't need it to say.
Doesn't matter. That's the point. That's what Arvus is. But he's never in the parsha. This guy can be a wonderful, it can be a cheres, it can blow shofar beautifully. But if he's not chayv in the mitzvah, then he can't do it. That's the same thing. Shulchan Aruch says it, right? And he was right on it. Tavkuf Pei Tes in our time. Sifal of Kosher Mechud Dove and Motzi Achev Dei Chavosim. Sifbei is cheres and Kampturim. Right? And they can't do it because they're not chayv, right? So it's all the same general idea. Go to the back page, okay? I just want to print for you that Gemara that with another riot. Gemara Memchesan Aleph says it's an interesting story. That's all I'm putting it out. Yanai was a king, was a third or fourth generation Chashmonaim from Hanukkah, but he was a scoundrel. He murdered many people, okay, including most of Rabbanim at that time. Okay. On the other hand, he was a firm Jew. It's a strange thing. He kept mitzvahs. So Yanai Malko, his wife was a tzedekah. His wife was known as Shlom Tzion HaMalko, or Shlomis Alexandra. There's a street in Yerushalayim, Rechov Shlom Tzion HaMalko, right off of Malach Dove, I think with the post office, right? So Stina Malkin, central post office line. Anyway, that's her. So listen to this. Yamai Malko Malzah Kriha Rifta Bahada. The king and queen had a banquet, they ate bread. Umi the kantalahula rabbanan, the and look at Rashi, Yamai Malko Malka Bay Khashmanimhaya. The Horag Chachma Yisrael. Now he killed off many Chacham. But when it came time to bench, it's not the bench. Right? So he said, the kantalahula rabbanan. Listen to this, there's no benches in Siddur in those days. Lo habe le'inish le'vruchelahu. No one knew the bench in Malpeh. They didn't have printed. There was nobody knowledgeable because he killed off all the intelligentsia, right? He killed off all the chachamim. So Amar Leila Dvisi said to his wife, Man yohevon gaber de mamarachon. Who's going to lead our benching at this dinner? Usually they had a dinner, they called the rabbi. The rabbi makes the motzi. The rabbi leads the bench, but there's no rabbis left. So she said, I'll bring you a rabbi if you swear you won't kill him. Because she had hid her brother. Her brother was Shimon Shetach. Was one of the early of the Zugos and the Prickovers. At the beginning of Prickovers, Shimon was her brother. So I teach her Shimon Shetach. She had hid him. And anyway, she brought him in. They brought him a cup of wine and said, Yana Melech said, okay, lead the benching. He was a sharp-tongued fellow. So he said, what should I say? Thank Hashem for giving food to these guys. Have a give me something. I got a bench. I should say, I said, blessed is the God who gave food to Yana and his chums, you know. Thank you, led the benching. So now, as the Gemara says, he didn't really even because I said that was on his own. It's against the other Pesach. But again, without the details, he certainly didn't have enough to be motzi. He wasn't satiated. They gave him a glass of wine, and he wasn't satiated. He was being motzi people who were satiated. That's the mukkar for that din. But not only that, but let's remember who was there. His sister, the queen, was there. Okay, he was motzi her also. And yet she was a woman, right? Obviously, it's the queen. So you see that the arvus does work. Okay, so that's one of the riots. That's why I wanted to bring that gemara. Rabbi Akiva Eger there. Okay, so that's anyway, this all revolves around that general question that we're saying. This all revolves around the general question of what is arvus? Is it a dependent concept, or it's a part within each mitzvah? The last two other last things I want to mention. The Rekiv Eger brings up in that Gemara Brachas Chof Mabez in 53 in the solution there. So let's assume for a moment that women can be motzi men in benching. That other tzad. The Gemara has a shayla, right? The tzad woman obligated to rise. It's not just a mitzvah says one grammar. Someone's benching. What does she do when she gets, let's say it's a woman who's benching for men, and she gets up to that phrase. Al brischa shechas hamtu v'sayno. She's part of brismil. Al toros v'shamaratana. What does she do? Okay? So Rekiv Eger says, well, what's she going to do? She can be motzi l'adich havosan. If she's chayav d'oraisa, so what does she do? So he says, hainu l'chalesa, the harabim yomu bris b'tora b'atzmon, u'b'shara b'chas hamosan yu yotzim b'shmiya mehanoshim. Rekiv Eger says that, yeah, enochanami, she's leading the benching, okay, I can listen to her the whole time, and not that phrase. Because she can't say a phrase, it's not nogea to her. That's what he says.
So what about
she by herself? That's maybe she wouldn't say it according to him. Okay. But she certainly can't say it for the men. Okay? The Chikri Lei, Rosh Hashanah Sfardi Gol, his two was Archaim Sven Mem Hei. Okay, this is not my kids, Rosh Weiss points it out. He says that no, once they're chayav, so they can say be motzi with everything, even things that don't apply to them. So Rosh Weiss suggests this is the same machokas. Rekiv Eger, so she tells you have to look at each individual mitzvah and each part of each individual mitzvah. Therefore, they can't say bris and Torah because it's not going to them. But the Chikri Lev is coming down the other side. No, Arab is a general thing, so it works. This particular prat doesn't apply to her, so what? It's like just the most. It's like this particular mitzvah you said. I'm not obligated right now, right? But that's what he says. And finally, right?
How do we see some of that as a general principle?
No, I'm saying because once you're in, you're in. She can even say, I don't have to look at each detail. True, she's putter, she's not chiving bris meal. It doesn't matter. Arvus works. The Arvus works what it needs to work for. Because Arvus is an independent entity. Whatever it needs to work for, it works for. That's the one thing. And finally, we can explain the Shita Bahag. There's a famous Bahag, right? The Gemara says in Megillah, Dalet, Amud Aleph, that women, Amar Shu and Levi, Nashim, Chavish, and Kabila, Shafen, Haubos, Sanais. Women have to hear the Megillah too, to read the Megillah, because Afen, Haubos, Sanais. Right, because Hama, as Rashi explains, Shafen Haibo Sanez, the decree was against the women too. The salvation of Purim was for women too. Right, Haman's Bikesh Hashman Arag Abed Narva Zokin Tafinoshim. Right, so whatever salvation happened. So Tosus in the Gilad Avdama Alf and in Erech and Gimel with Aleph, both places quote the Shita Bahag, who posits that women there's a difference. women are chayav in what's called Shmiya Tamagila. They have to hear the Megillah, but maybe not in Kriya Tamagila. However he comes to that, okay? They have to hear the Megillah, but not read it. So the question now is, can a woman read the Megillah for men? Comes up nowadays sometimes, in some sort. So if you hold that once you're in the game of Arevas, so then she'll be able to do it. If you hold that Arevas have to look at the details of a particular mitzvah, mm-hmm. so then she can't. Most places, there are some communities, I'm not saying it's not my place to say it, but I wouldn't recommend it. But if a woman reads the Megillah, so if you hold like this other side, which is the Kivegas side and others, or maybe another Nafkamin in this Machokas. Anyway, some insights into Arevas. Maybe it's all through. Could be. We're having a good challenge.
How could you actually comprehend? In other words, nice concept.
Yeah.
But you know, you say, like this minute, let's do this. How do you